There are three realizations which come to mind which I would like to share with you. I believe there are many, many more realizations, and I'm trying to put them down in a diary which helps me really to reflect these wonderful days. But for now, because it's only a brief time which we would like to spend together, I would like to share three realizations with you. The first was doing Ratha Yatra. We had heard that Lord Jagannath would come out at between 6 and 7 o'clock, and that we should really be sure to make sure that we are there. Then time was passing, and finally it became too much for my German sense of time. I asked one of the police officers in charge, "So when is he coming?" And he said to me something which I will never forget: "Only Jagannath knows. Don't worry. Jagannath will make the arrangement. He will come when he wants to come." And this was very important for me. It gave me a realization that as human beings, we should not put our own expectations and our own, let me say, assumptions on Krishna. In psychology, it's called projection. We shouldn't project our smallness on the greatness of the Lord and try to put an ocean into a glass of water. It will never work. The festival, in one sentence, for me was celebrating the ecstasy of God. That was all I can say for this wonderful festival. We celebrated together with Lord Jagannath his journey to Vrindavan Dham. It was his journey, it was his festival, but we were invited to be part and to even sing for him and try to please him with a little service. The second realization is something very similar to what Sri Prahlad Prabhu just said. The power of hearing. There were a few times where I realized it, but that realization from yesterday is most fresh in my mind, and therefore I would like to talk about this. When His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj talked about these leelas related to Gambira, and he really talked so much with joy, so much like a devotee who praises his Lord, I could begin to go into this moment in time where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there and performed his leela. It seemed that with this hearing from a bona fide source, and I know that Radhanath Maharaj takes great pain to really narrate it as the Shastras are telling it. It's not his own rendition, but it is really the Shastric rendition. This is how it was, or how it is, some devotees will say. So by this, it seemed to really open the perception and bring us from the aparavicha level, the level which our senses can perceive, to a tattvavicha level, that is a level on which the eternal spiritual truth takes place. And I really experienced this, and I could see all the other devotees. Some devotees came afterwards to me and said, "We were sweating, we had beads of perspiration on our pitta bodies, and so on, but we were listening to Maharaj talking and doing the wonderful bhajan, Jai Krishna, Sei Gora, Sei Jagannath." I will try to learn this line, it is so good. we all, I think, were experiencing how a key was turning and the door opened, and we were all of a sudden on another level, the level of these eternal pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A third realization which I have made is something which I'm a little bit shy to say, but shyness is normally not my quality, so I say it anyways. This yatra has been a very humbling experience for me in many ways. Humbling usually is something which is considered to be maybe heavy or intense, but this was a gentle humbling experience. Because as one walks together with these wonderful Vaishnavas, as one sees their great taste in Krishna consciousness, and as I heard all of you chant, and as I heard from my God brothers the wonderful narrations, and from all of, from some of you, your realizations, I felt very, very encouraged in my Krishna consciousness to progress, to see that the present level on which I am has a lot space or room for improvement. And I believe this is the true treasure of a yatra or a pilgrimage. Something is shown to you which you ordinarily may not see, and a direction is pointed out to you in which you can go in order to improve your life in Krishna consciousness. So, celebrating the ecstasy of God, experiencing the upliftment through hearing on the transcendental level, and understanding where one is and where one should go, where three of the wonderful jewels which I discovered on this pilgrimage. And I want to thank very much His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj for being so kind to organize this with enthusiasm. And I want to thank all the unsung heroes who are in the back organizing for us this wonderful experience. There is a whole army of helpers, I suppose. Or Abhiram Prabhu has the ability to expand himself in many, many forms. Maybe that is also there. And finally, I want to thank all of you who were yatris, that means associates, or the right English word would be co-pilgrims, I believe. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.